It would be hard to do justice to the morning that I've had this morning at the Aware Ireland National Day, but I'm going to try. I'm going to quickly run through my Moleskine notebook and give you an idea of some of the notes I mentioned. These are not to be taken as an authoritative account of what happened, but they're just some of the highlights, you know. This is, the facts are that this is the 25th anniversary, the silver anniversary of Aware, the mental health charity that began a long time ago. And some of the kind of questions that the David Carton, the chairman of Aware, put this morning were, are we relevant? And his answer was, more than ever, Aware is more than ever. You know, we have to look forward, we have to listen, we have to share thoughts and aspirations today, during the day. We have a longer way to go. Our task and our mission is endless. And this is your day. That was David Carton's starting line, really. That this is a day today for the people who work for Aware, the volunteers and the staff working together to get together and learn and support each other. There have been new developments. There is a new chief executive. There are also three new support coordinators who have the country divided up between them. And they're the people who have to support the support groups around the country. There's lots of other stuff going on. And the sort of things that are going on is that the website of Aware is being developed from a pretty old-fashioned one to something very much better. And I had the luck and fortune to meet the guy who's kind of leading on that and offer to keep in touch with him going forward. If I can be of any help, I will. What else can I tell you about it? Yes, a lot of dedicated people now going to work on taking... helping young people with mental health, how to think and talk about mental health, the program called Beat the Blues. Aware is very conscious that the kind of people who come to its support groups tend to be older, and we need to find a way of reaching into the younger age group who have the whole of their life ahead. And actually, interestingly enough, David Carton, or else it was the new CEO, who stressed the need to think about older people and how to help them with their mental health. So that was all there. There was a big emphasis this morning on cognitive behaviour therapy, CBT, a big topic in its own right, but that seems to be, Aware seems to be very committed to spreading the skills that are involved in thinking about your life and your thought patterns and the link between your thought patterns and your feelings, and trying to influence your feelings by being able to structure your thoughts in a very productive way. So that thing, which is goes by the name of CBT, I hate acronyms, I have to say, but there we are. Other things I found out, Aware deliberately tries not to be dependent on the state, has tried that. That has put a huge emphasis on fundraising, but that fundraising effort has forced Aware to reach out into the community and communicate its message to other people more and more effectively. There's a big, big job to be done to get the message out into the society about what Aware does. And there's also a big, big job to be done to improve the internal communications within Aware so that everything is integrated and hangs together. Because, for example, today was the first day I ever met anyone from the Aware helpline. I've met three or four people who work on the Aware helpline. And it was really interesting to talk to them, and also interesting to find out that it is possible for me to come up from Cork and visit the Aware headquarters in Dublin and just humanise the organisation. Because when you're a long way away from the centre of an organisation, you're inclined to have ideas about the organisation which are founded on nothing other than, you know, your own projections. Telephone helpline, beating the blues, stuff about linking up with support groups. I'm probably forgetting things. I know I'm forgetting the email support service that Aware offers. 2,500 emails. So this is another way, just one more way of reaching out and offering people a contact that they would find helpful. We also had reference this morning to discussion boards. Monitoring was the word used. I think what they really meant was moderated discussion boards. But this is a new online support groups, yeah. And facilitators are now being trained to be able to hold online support groups. And there have been three trials taking place already. So this is all part of an effort to reach people under the age of 30 who are particularly difficult to get to. So we were asked during the morning to address the issue of what sort of newspaper headlines you'd like to have in 5 years' time. And that's for another group. I'll tell you what our group went through in relation to that. But it certainly got everybody in the room thinking about the future. And the other thing that came up was we were asked to think about what would you think the CEO should be doing, this new CEO, what should he be focused on in the coming months, really, more than in the coming 5 or 10 years. And he got plenty of suggestions back from that. And I'm sure he said that all of those will be noted down and processed and considered and everything. So we're kind of talking about an organization here in Aware that has reached is just starting a new stage in its organic development. It began from a broom cupboard, if you like, with volunteers without a paid person in sight, and gradually it's adopted procedures and policies and tried to find ways of doing things, and it's emerged into a new phase of its development now, which is how to move forward and reach into the parts of the society that are not being reached at all. And that is where I connect big time with Aware, because, you know, there are so few people in Cork who come to the Aware self-help groups in comparison with the total number of people who are struggling and fighting the good fight to cope with their depression. So anything that can be done to reach out to new people, I'm 100% behind. So that's it, a little bit of a short, rushed report on this morning's proceedings. I'll be back to you later with some more.